You're listening to SBS News.
In his first major policy speech since becoming Labor leader, Anthony Albanese has unveiled his vision of a low-carbon future for Australia. But it's a future, he's told an audience in Perth, that can generate enormous wealth for the country, while still preserving traditional coal exports and mining jobs.
We're in the box seat to reap the benefits of the Asian century, but only if we get it right. And some of those opportunities lie within the global efforts to tackle one of the greatest challenges that we face today, the challenge of climate change. The fact is, the world is decarbonising. With the right planning and vision, Australia can not only continue to be an energy export superpower, we can also enjoy a new manufacturing boom. This means jobs.
But Mr. Albanese says current policy in Australia fails to acknowledge climate change and the potential to exploit the economic opportunities that will come from the global shift to renewable energy.
In the century that's before us, the nations that will transform into manufacturing powerhouses are those that can harness the cheapest renewable energy resources. We have the highest average solar radiation per square metre of any continent on the planet. We don't need to create nuclear power when every day we can harness the power of the greatest nuclear reactor in the solar system that we see right outside here. It's called the sun.
Labor went to the last election with an ambitious 45% emissions reduction target. And Energy Minister Angus Taylor has branded the opposition leader's economic vision a fairy tale, unless it abandons that policy.
And we have Albanese out there today talking about jobs, about the economy, and about wages. But he's not prepared to drop his emission reduction targets. We know his targets will slash wages by $9,000 a year, will slash jobs by 336,000, and will put a big dent in the economy, particularly in regional areas and energy-intensive sectors like agriculture, manufacturing, and transport.
Labor is reviewing its election policies, including the target. But there's also evidence the government is being forced to have a rethink of its own when it comes to its capacity to reduce emissions. Guardian Australia has reported the coalition has quietly appointed an expert panel to come up with new ways to cut greenhouse gases, and given it less than a month to come up with recommendations. The panel is headed by Grant King, the outgoing Business Council of Australia president and former chief executive of power company Origin Energy. Angus Taylor, who reportedly made the appointment, is standing by the government's policies.
We have an extraordinary track record in delivering emission reductions and achieving our international obligations. We're 367 million tonnes ahead already of our 2020 targets. We've laid out to the last tonne how we're going to achieve our 2030 targets.
But figures show national emissions have risen each year since 2015, and most observers doubt the government will reach its target of a 26 to 28% cut on 2005 levels under current policies. Gareth Borum, SBS News.